Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
A big part of my decision, obviously, you know, Lamar is, you know, known for running, but watch film and, you know, I was watching YouTube highlights of this offense, kind of get familiar with it. You know, he makes some incredible throws and some of the interceptions, you know, as a receiver, you know, you got to take responsibility yourself. So Lamar is, man, he knows how to thread the needle. So I think for myself, that was definitely a big part of the decision.
DeAndre Hopkins meeting with the media on Friday, talking about his decision to come with the Ravens and watching the Hawks. And just to let you know, Lamar Jackson threw for 4,100 yards and only four interceptions, 41 touchdowns, 119.6 passer rating. But if I'm going to be reading into what DeAndre Hopkins said, like, his numbers should have been much better, because we talked about during the season, Jason, it seemed like all four of his picks were not his fault.
Yeah, I mean, I think we talked last week about what this guy brings and why they like to have individuals with certain skill sets and certain levels of expertise at this particular position. And it would be easy for, like, Zay Flowers and Rashad Bateman and a lot of these guys to be feeling good about themselves, as they should. But there's a whole nother level to sort of your professionalism and your expectations and what this guy has accomplished in the league year over year over year over year, and all that he's experienced and taken in through his career and through the careers that he's witnessed through the length and breadth of his career. And there are different levels to this and different levels of accountability and things a veteran's willing to say that a second, third, fourth year guy aren't. And I heard that clip and was... I love it. I mean, I thought that's exactly the level of expertise that they should be aspiring to. That's that is sort of the next level critique and commentary that not many people in that room outside of DeAndre Hopkins would be in a position to speak to. They have let the quarterback down at times, and the running of the wrong routes, and, you know, some of the drops that can happen, and when you're in an option route and the quarterback sees it the right way and you see it the wrong way, you know, that's on you. And the public and the announcers and everybody else, the stat sheet, you know, they could look at Lamar and put it on Lamar, but we got to know better, we got to be better, and there are mistakes that we can eliminate. There are mistakes that we can take out of our game so that this quarterback's able to put even more points on the board. We're able to keep possession of the ball and keep doing our thing. I mean, True Media credited Lamar with 2.1% of his throws being turnover worthy. For a guy who makes as many off-script, low-percentage throws as he makes, that's a pretty low number. I'd also say the flip side to this is
he did get away with some stuff last year.
Well, the Cleveland game is a great example. Yeah. The one in Cleveland.
I mean, True Media credits it with 6 dropped interceptions. It's a lot. And some of those were on option routes where the guy ran the wrong way or didn't see it like Lamar. And some of those were Lamar threw some jump balls that should have been picked.
And that's where I see this as it balances out. Because you look at the 4 interceptions that he did throw, the one against the Raiders, it went through Bateman's hands. He threw one against Washington and went through Andrews. The pick against the Steelers where the linebacker took it away from Justice Hill. And then that option route in that second Steelers game that you're mentioning, Jason, in the red zone where Bateman stopped running, Lamar threw it to his spot and it was intercepted.
And Monk went nuts in the coach's booth.
Yes, he did. I think... Yeah, it's all that is something that they value in this wide receiver room. We've seen it time and time again with these veteran receivers that have been through everything. He's got almost 13,000 career yards. So, yeah, it's going to help those young wide receivers who both are coming off really, really good years. Zay, first Raven wide receiver selected to the Pro Bowl. Bateman, 9 touchdowns, which more touchdowns than the rest of his other years combined and then some.
Jason, this is a small sample because it's the first time we got to hear DeAndre Hopkins speak as a Raven. But it feels like he knows the assignment.
He gets it. Yeah, he's telling you right here.
Yeah, he's like
it's a new sheriff in town, guys. And like we're going to hold ourselves to what might feel like an impossible standard. And if we fall short of that, so be it. But that is the standard. And I know I just got here, but they're not just bringing me in here to be in, you know, third down and red zone sub packages. They're bringing me in here to bring a little something different to the room, and I'm gonna, I'm comfortable enough in my own skin. I've done enough in this league, and he knows that they respect him enough that he can't come in here without everyone catching a pass on a jugs gun before a practice and speak that openly and candidly about what he saw on film on guys playing for a team that he's never been their teammate before.
He is here to win a Super Bowl, and he will do it by any means necessary. It's not him going for 1,500 yards like it was 5, 6, 7 years ago. It's the stuff off the field. It's in the film room with Zay and Bateman and others. The leadership aspect, along with the red zone, along with those big money third downs.
Well, that was the other part, listening to him on Friday, is that while he's not going to tell you that he's close to washed up by any stretch, he understands he's not the guy he was, say, in Houston 6 years ago, who's going to catch 100 balls for 1,500 yards. He knows that's not who he is anymore.
Yeah, him signing the contract he signed as quickly as he signed it tells you everything you need to know about what his priorities were in this free agency go around, about his understanding of who's ahead of him in the pecking order in terms of their abilities and talents at this stage of their career. And it clearly is it's about winning in the playoffs, playing with a great quarterback, being a part of a franchise that has a winning tradition. Obviously he had a kind of fight and claw to get out of one where nobody was really winning. And then he went to one and got a huge bag where nobody wins. And since then, it's kind of been about trying to finish on a high note and win one more game than his team did last year.
Ravens just finished up a press conference. Ronnie Stanley meeting with the media via Zoom. We'll hear from him tomorrow as he talks about returning to the Ravens. But coming up next, we switch to baseball. And Orioles are playing the Red Sox spring training game. They've taken a 5-3 lead, if you care about those things. But interesting week last week as we were the aftermath of the Grayson Rodriguez situation, who, by the way, is scheduled to play catch tomorrow, Grayson Rodriguez. But we look back. We heard from former GM Dan O'Dowd, former pitching coach Leo Mazzoni, their thoughts on the Grayson Rodriguez situation, and we discuss next here on The Fan.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.